Good morning, parents and carers of Year 7. Just as a brief introduction, I know I've met many of you and you've been to the open evenings and introduction evenings, but my name's Luke Selcott. I'm a head teacher at St. Francis. And a few times a year, rather than just putting out newsletters, which are often difficult to read on phones or people are in a rush, what I do are these parent audios. I won't go as far as to say podcast because they're certainly not as professional as that. But just these audios, which give you an insight into what we're doing at school, what we're working on and how things are going. We still do newsletters. We do a safeguarding newsletter, a Catholic Chronicle, and I put out a newsletter as well once a half term. But this is just that sort of intermediary step just to keep you up to date and informed with how things are going. So I'll always start with a prayer, and if I can ask you, if you are listening, whether it's in the car, walking the dog, whatever it might be, at your workstation, just to take a moment as we put ourselves in the presence of God. And I'll lead with the prayer of St. Francis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you. And it's very much that prayer that we use in school and rely on in school because of the lessons that are in there. Where does darkness, let me bring light, sadness, joy, in giving that we receive. And they're messages that your young people will get an awful lot while they're with us in school. Whether, you know, even when things go wrong, often we might say, well, where's the joy that's been brought out of that incident? Or is there too much sadness? So, onto Year 7 specifically. I hope the start has gone smoothly for yourselves as parents and carers and for your children. From our perspective, other than the rain coming Thursday morning when we would have done our lineups as normal, otherwise it's been very, very smooth. Thank you so much for the way that students are presenting, especially in terms of their uniform, but also attendance has been fantastic, so is punctuality, and the behaviour of students is superb. At school, we only focus really on three things, and you'll have heard me talk about this several times: the faith of the school, the culture, and the learning. The faith, like the prayer of St. Francis, we start, and that's our linchpin. We always go back to the message of Christ. The culture of the school then is how that is exhibited, in the attendance, punctuality, uniform, behaviour, and manners. And I'll just pick up on sort of the culture a little bit, and a couple of acronyms that we use in school that you might hear your children say, but also you're very welcome to use them at home. We use something called SLANT and SHAPES in school, two acronyms used internationally, actually at very, very good schools across the world. And we've been using them for a couple of years now. So in a lesson, for example, a teacher might, I might say, or in an assembly, I might say, ladies and gentlemen, 3-2, in 3-2-1, I'm going to ask you to slant for me. And what that means is I'm going to ask you to sit up really tall, be ready to listen, ready to ask and answer questions, to never interrupt, and to track whoever's talking. And that's something I say, you know, at home, because sometimes at the dinner table, or generally we can use some of those ideas, or, you know, we never interrupt one another because sometimes it can come across rude. But teachers across the school use SLANT as well. And really what we're trying to get across is how students present themselves, maybe as though they're in an interview, with great skills set in terms of sitting up, holding eye contact is important, tracking who they're talking to. But also, you know, what we're trying to do is, you know, make it, create an environment and a tone and atmosphere which is conducive with learning. Now, of course, just because somebody's sat up straight and they're not twiddling with something or clicking a pen doesn't mean they're necessarily learning, but hopefully it takes them a little bit of a step closer. So, you know, that's an acronym you might hear and your young people might come home and talk about it, but it, you know, very, very effective and powerful in schools. The second one is that we'll ask students to shape as well. So give us full sentences, keep their hands away from their mouth when they're talking, articulate and project their voices, and to hold eye contact as much as possible as well. And we try and model this to students all the time. So if I'm talking to a student, I won't be looking around the room when I'm talking to them. I'll talk to them directly and hold eye contact as well. And I'll try and explain things in full sentences. So what we're doing is teaching students to talk for writing, because they won't write one word answers. So we try to get them to talk in full sentences, which will help their writing in the long term as well. We've been doing this for a few years now, as I say, 3 years, and what it's created is a really, really relaxed, very predictable, but also happy and pleasant environment. And that's what we've got, as you know, a tone and atmosphere around school. You're very welcome to come and see us if you haven't been in. We're doing open mornings for the prospective students for next September, but you're welcome anytime to get in touch and say, can I come and have a look? What's your break time, lunches and lunchtimes like? What's movement like around the school? You're very welcome to come and see us. And the reason I tell you all about this is because what we're trying to do is that third strand is make sure that the learning is fantastic in every classroom. Teachers work extraordinarily hard at St. Francis, harder than I've seen them work anywhere else. And we build our teachers up as the experts. You know, I say to the students all the time, your teacher's words are gold dust. You know, hang on every word, because you're getting the knowledge from them. But equally, I'm telling the teachers, well, your words need to be really golden and less dusty, because we want to keep striving to be brilliant and extraordinary in everything we do in school. So there we go. I've gone over. Normally that I'd only be 4 minutes long in terms of an audio, but our first one for year seven, I'll do one next week, which is for the whole school, and hopefully it just gives you a little bit of an insight into us as a school and what, you know, your children, our young people are experiencing every day, and what life at St. Francis is like. So I hope everyone has a great week. God bless and take care.